Take marker, Disney Plus, The Mandalorian, action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, you can learn Ryan 680.
One at Cloud X, right?
And this is our review of The Mandalorian. Disney Plus is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. Juan, are you excited for Disney Plus?
No.
Stay tuned, guys. Hope you're ready for this. Okay. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, you can learn Ryan 680.
One at Cloud X, right?
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys, who will bring the movie world right into your ears, devices, and in this case, a TV show, ladies and gentlemen, TV series for Disney Plus, original series that launched on Tuesday, 10 million subscribers in one day. How... say it ain't so, Netflix, huh? What's going on, man? All right, so... let's get right to it, man. I mean, it's the Mandalorian series. This is what, you know, what Disney Plus has been really promoting a lot. I mean, they promoted it on Monday night too, Monday Night Football. And I was just like, what the heck? They showed us a scene, which is funny because it is the opening scene. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone, if you have not seen this, by the way, we're going to be mentioning spoilers, but not yet. We'll mention spoilers at the very end. But the opening scene is, I mean, it's without a doubt, it's going to be that scene we saw in the Super Bowl, in the halftime show for ESPN. Which was on Monday, and I was all like, oh, it's just the same scene, or it just extended like a minute more. Yeah. So I was all like, oh, okay, it's the same scene. Oh, that's fine already. But I'm pretty sure, obviously, it worked for everybody that when it came to advertising and everything, because they were marketing it very well, I would say. So let's get right to it, man. All right, so, I mean, just the way this, you know, I've been so hesitant on Star Wars ever since Last Jedi. I will say that. I've been so cringeworthy of watching a Star Wars anything because of Last Jedi, and I'll probably get a lot of hate comments, but that's my opinion of it. And Ryan Johnson really, I don't know, just the story, it didn't sit well for me whatsoever, especially the comedy relief in it. It didn't go sit well for me whatsoever. But going into this, we do start off right off the bat, we start off into a world that's we're not familiar with. It's almost like I guess you could say the best metaphor I could give, it's like a Star Wars movie, but it's a TV series. It feels like a movie, but it's not. And that's great because it has that production value. It has so much production value when it came down to it. I mean, let's get right to it. I mean, Jon Favreau he's the one behind the wheel. He was the one directing it. He wrote it. I mean, he's the one that's really, really helping develop this story. And to see an original story, I mean, no Skywalker's in here, obviously. And it's just to see an original aspect story. Oh yeah, as we know, I hope to God there's not, because it needs to stick out more. But also, it's the Outer Rim, so I mean, there's no Skywalkers besides Clone Wars. There was whenever Anakin was looking for somebody, but
Anakin's a Skywalker.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like that was probably the last time since the Clone Wars. So, but that was the animation, it wasn't the movie.
In this one.
Luke's alive. So this is after episode 6. And just to go into depth on this, I mean, are we going to see Mandalore? Oh my God. I hope to God we see Mandalore. Mandalore is a planet that's never ever been in live action whatsoever. It's always been in the Clone Wars or in Rebels. And it's always been in animation. Now, if we see Mandalore, I'll be amazed at it, just because I've always wanted to see that world live action. I always wanted to see the city. I wanted to see where they grew. I mean, because Mandalore is a very ancient city. It's a very ancient history between Mandalore and the Jedi and the Sith and every, you know, it just, they have a history, so much of a long history back in the Old Republic before the Phantom Menace, back in the Old Republic. But going into depth on this episode, you know, I really did love how the flow was. How did you feel about the flow for this episode, man? I mean, it's a 40-minute episode.
Yeah, it wasn't too long. The pacing wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It keeps you not on the edge of your seat, but it keeps you entertained.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever felt bored.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah. So, because, I mean, 40 minutes in, I mean, it really felt like you were
maybe
really
like
30, into
35
it.
With the opening Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
It felt like 35 minutes.
Oh, that's good, because it was actually 40 minutes. Yep. There you go, man. That's good. It went by quick. And it's funny, too, because a lot of people are all like, why is it only one episode? Shouldn't it be... Like, it's funny how, like, people are complaining about something that Netflix made us get used to and binge watch everything and all this stuff. Yeah. And what's your thought on that real quick? Let's just touch up on that.
It's like if it aired on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, like just Game of Thrones and everything, because we had to wait a week. We don't talk about the last season. But yes.
That's all it is. It's just, it's...
Patience.
It's basically a TV show airing on the streaming platform.
Yeah. Patience.
You don't gotta release it all at once, because then people would binge it, spoil it.
Yeah.
And it keeps people subscribed. Because if it was all on there right now, people get the 7-day trial, binge it, cancel.
Yeah.
So it's a smart move in Disney. Keeps people invested at least for 2 to 3 months.
Most definitely. I mean, the way this story, the opening images, I love the opening images of this this episode shows, you know, all the, every single, it looks like it shows every single character. It looks like every live action character is showed in Kylo, all the way to the very end with Kylo Ren and all that, Darth Vader, Luke. It showed everyone. Yeah, in the very beginning opening. And I love that because that shows respect and montage to what, you know, what Star Wars is all about. And I did love how they presented it because... It just, like, again, the presence of this was the movie production presence, the way this was filmed, actually like the liked Marvel it. Opening, yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And whether they got it from that or not, whether they had that general idea, it worked out for this very well, I would say. And to see that opening every single episode, I'm going to really enjoy seeing that, every single one. So let's get right to it, guys. Since this is after episode 6, they are stormtroopers in here. We can confirm that. They are stormtroopers. But it looks like they're worn out. They're more beat up. They're more just, their armor's not obviously not shiny. It's all beat up. And we don't know where these stormtroopers land on as far as story arc. And we did get a glimpse of it. I mean, we do see the bounty hunter and the Mandalorian. It just, the way he presents himself, you know, it's funny because he's all like, I like those odds, 4-1. We're 4, and then you're 1. I was like, I like those odds. I was like, dang, man. I was like, shh, something's about to go down. So it didn't give us too much light to the story as far as, like, we're just following this bounty hunter, really, and that's what the trailers give out as well. And it's funny because the internet's breaking over the ending of this. You know, I've been seeing nonstop memes about it, of the ending of this episode. What did you feel like they needed in this one episode? Did you feel like it was an attention grabber? Because a lot of people are saying this is a really huge attention grabber. I'm for it. I really am.
I know you posted it the day Disney Plus launched, and I didn't get Disney Plus day one. I got it the second day.
Yeah.
And I just didn't watch it right away. I guess I still have the salty taste in my mouth on Star Wars with episode 8.
Yeah.
But Star Wars, really, I only like the original trilogy.
Yeah, no, yeah,
so
yeah.
So when I saw this one, and I'm like, this is like, y'all are piggybacking off
Boba Fett. That's exactly what I felt.
You're piggybacking off of Boba Fett. You're picking off the original trilogy.
Yeah, but even though it didn't have anything to do with Boba, because a lot of people like to speculate, we'll probably debate about this time and time again, is Boba Fett a clone? Or, I mean, is Boba Fett a true Mandalorian? But he's a clone.
And people are speculating this is Boba Fett. Like, oh, it's his
Hell no.
He survived. And
no,
this is him.
Hell
like,
no. Hell no. This is not Boba Fett. You know, like, we confirm on that. Yeah.
Like, I think it's a good marketing move for Disney.
Yeah.
They have the molds. They can just reprint the helmet just in silver.
Yeah.
It was nice. I think what it needed, what would have been nice, especially it being Star Wars, would have been a narrative. Like, in the beginning, at least the text coming down. Tell us where we are in the timeline. Because I know it's after episode 8.
Yeah.
Or episode 6. Like, how long after episode 6?
And see, here's the thing, though. That's the thing I'm just like, well, I mean, how do you... I'm kind of happy they didn't have that narrative, though. I'm actually happy about that. Cause
I think episode 1 could have had it every season.
Okay.
Put us where we are. Again, I don't know how far after episode 6 this is.
Yeah,
we do see the stormtroopers.
We don't, and we don't. Up. Yeah, there's no, we can confirm that there is no identification. There's no, we don't exactly know where exactly. Yeah.
So that would have been nice, just like, hey, the year, this year.
Yeah.
Empire has fallen.
Or just show even and give hints in the news that the Empire has fallen, just fallen that a random. So
that's how I knew it was after episode 6. When you mentioned the currency, like, oh, we don't take
Empire. And see, even the synopsis of it, the synopsis read, quote unquote, the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic. So, I mean, even, and they mentioned it, and he does pay a nod to it. He's all like, I mean, when he tries to pay him with Empire credits, he's all like, didn't you know the Empire has fallen? Like,
yeah.
It's been done. Like, and here's the thing that I wish we would probably never, ever, ever get.
Carl Weathers.
No. What I will probably never get in this series is probably Thrawn. I would love to see Thrawn in live action. That's just me. Any chance I could see Thrawn, that'll be awesome because he does survive episode 6. He does survive all that. Because, I mean, we can only confirm. Well, we don't even know now since the last one. We confirmed that the Emperor was dead, but now We don't know if he's dead or not. Yeah, like we don't know what the hell's going on. So it just leaves us with so many more questions of this and the aspect of this world. But I love it because it shows us a strange new galaxy far, far away, a strange new system. And it just, we're not familiar with it. And I love it because it has the aspect, the momentum of a Star Wars. And it's funny too, because a lot of people are all like, why didn't they do this with Last Jedi? Why didn't they have this momentum? Why didn't they have this feel of, you know, just because the way this charisma had so much, the presence of this episode, one episode alone made me feel more like a Star Wars movie than The Last Jedi did. In the first 5 minutes of The Last Jedi, I did not even like it to begin with. It wasn't going for me with the comedy relief. But this one, it just feels like a Star Wars movie, you know? Like, it feels like a Star Wars movie, an adventure. And, you know, it becomes Star Wars. I mean, I just can't. It's amazing. I love the adventureness of it. I love how this one character, we're following this one character into another system where he's trying to track down something. All right, let's get right to it. Was this the episode that we needed? Let's be honest. It could have been worse.
It could have, yeah. It could have. Yeah. So again, I wasn't too excited to watch it, but I enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The ending's the only thing that got me.
All right. Rating 1 out of 10, 50, to rate this episode.
I'll say this episode, I'll give it a 9. I
think it's that's what's up.
Yeah. A lot of things right. Yeah. They dropped the comedy relief.
Yeah.
Not the animation, but the makeup
was good. I mean, everything, too. I love his suit. Oh, my God. Like, I thought I loved his suit seeing in photo, but seeing it actually in action on camera is so clear and it's so precise. That suit was amazing. And, I really did enjoy it. So I'm going to have to give this a solid 9 as well. I mean, I'm so excited to see where this world takes us, where this, you know, character goes from. I want to see character development because that's the beauty of TV shows. We see a lot of character development in this, and I can't wait to see
it. I think that was, why I gave it a 9. We didn't get too much character development.
With who?
With the main character.
Oh, with the main character. Yeah, yeah.
He hardly spoke. Hardly.
Yeah. But see, and that's what he has the whole That's what he has the whole series. That's what he has the whole season for. So I can't wait to see it. And it's funny too, because even as a character, though, I don't think he talks much. That's the funny thing. Just because even in that bar scene, he wasn't even saying nothing. He was just like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then the guy's in his shit. He's talking to him, trying to bribe him. He's like, yeah, doesn't say nothing at all. All
right, so I'm gonna give this a solid 9. You give it a 9 as well. We do recommend this, guys. Any Star Wars fans, any Disney Plus fans, be sure to check it out on a Disney Plus streaming site anywhere near you guys. I mean, it's available. It should be available everywhere by now. It's not available in United Kingdom yet until next week. So they're getting it next week. We got the first dibs. So hopefully everyone's checking out by now. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button. About give us a thumbs up. You like our review, guys. Wow, we're about to potentially hit up spoilers right now. So we're going to hit up spoilers, guys. Letting you know spoilers. So let's get right to it, Cloud. The IG, the bounty droid, you know, actually, I wanted him to survive. I'm not going to lie.
I know in the poster they show him on the left.
Yeah, I didn't like how they killed him off in the very... I mean, I was just like, okay, all right. Cool. I really wanted to see his, because whenever him and the bounty hunter were, they were just like, let's team up, let's split the bounty. I was like, oh crap, okay, so they're gonna create a relationship. This is where relationship starts, and we're gonna see where they go together. But no, it obviously didn't. It took a whole turn of a twist. Yeah. Now here's the next question that leaves so many questions, questions of questions of questions. Those people that were protecting that. That creature. The best terminology is Baby Yoda. That's what everyone's calling it, but it's just technically there's no term in the Jedi historical books, in the Jedi temple, even in StarWars.com, you can look it up yourself, Google it. Yoda, there is no known, there's no name for the species. We just know that it ages so differently than humans obviously do. And to say that this baby Yoda is 50 years old, I'm just like, okay. And it's funny too, because you mentioned a lot of people are assuming that it's Baby Yoda.
Yeah, people are saying it is Yoda, and I'm like, oh, it's not Baby Yoda.
Look-alike. It looks, I mean, let's be honest.
Ted made a joke like, oh, it's probably a Yoda clone.
Oh man, see, there's so much
speculation with this.
Yeah, and we're not gonna get answers yet until we see them throughout the season.
Maybe,
but
not even the next episode. Maybe.
Yeah, probably later. But yeah. Here's the thing. Does it hold the Force? That's another thing. Does it, or because I mean,
they wanted it dead.
They wanted it dead for a certain reason.
Which I
want to
say that's the only character development we got from The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
he's a bounty hunter.
Yeah,
he wanted the highest paying job.
Yeah.
He's not willing to kill a baby for it.
Exactly. And that shows humanity. That shows exactly what he is.
From a bounty hunter, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. And see, here's the funny thing is even on IMDb right now, he's just called the Mandalorian. We don't have a name for him yet. So I'm curious to see will that change. What did you say?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett 2. We'll see him in Boba Fett 2.
So we'll see what we get out of this character. And then the future characters we're going to get introduced to.
Most definitely. I mean, I can't wait to see where this character progresses. So let's get... that ending scene, I'm just like... I mean... Why were they protecting the baby Yoda? Those people protecting
it? Maybe they were trying to sell it. We don't know yet what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
But and that's then, the and only then, thing I hated about this episode, though. Again, this is portrayed as an original story, original.
Yeah.
But it's going back to the bounty hunters looking like Boba Fett. Then it's going to Yoda, like a Yoda lookalike.
Well, no. Like,
it's supposed to be this original story.
Yeah, but here's...
Like, new species
of aliens. I get what you're saying. But here's the thing, though. Their bounty hunters are all over the galaxy, regardless of what they look like.
But the helmet, besides the non-canon video games, we've only seen this helmet, Boba Fett and Jango Fett in the original.
No, Mandalorian.
Now we've seen it.
Yeah, but it's always been Mandalorian. It's always been Mandalorian. Yeah, remember. I mean, that's his race, Mandalorian. That's what the species, I mean, I guess you could call it. They're Mandalorians, and they're real proud people. And here's the thing, though. I'm just like, okay... As long as I really want to see Mandalore. That's why I was mentioning. I really want to see Mandalore because that's gonna show everyone wearing those helmets. It's gonna be known, like when you're a baby, you get that as a helmet. Like it's just like that's their thing, you know. And also, I loved how they're like almost like in exile, almost like they're in an exile place, and they have the tattoo. They have the mark of the bounty of the Mandalore, and that's the Mandalorian symbol. And I love that because I even see that every now and then. I'll see it on tattoos on people, and then I'll see it again. On trucks and everything, like on cars and everything, like the stickers. And I'm just like, do you really? Because I've asked a lot of people, and they're all like, oh, it's Boba Fett. Yeah, but I'm just like, well, technically, I was all like, he's a clone.
If they're fans of the movies,
yeah, the movie Boba wise, Fett. Yes, it's Boba Fett, exactly, or Jango. Jango, yeah,
that was on count.
I mean,
but people who don't like going to the lore and
but
going to the
anime, okay, series. So if you were to count, I know this is going too critical and we're probably going overboard, but okay, if you were to count Boba Fett as a Mandalorian, the clones are Mandalorian too. Because remember, in Kamino, he's all like, that's why Kamino, the Kaminoans, those creatures are all like. Oh, he wanted an Ultra clone for himself, which is technically, it uses DNA. That's all it was, DNA. Yeah. So technically, the clones were Mandalorians too. They're all Mandalorians. Obviously, they don't exist now because this is after the Stormtroopers and everything. But I mean, just to see like the truth behind it all, I love it because we're actually going real nerdy into it. And I love that about it because it's getting not only hardcore nerds like ourselves, but just getting the regular moviegoer out there because a lot of people just watch the movies. They don't watch the animation.
Like I said, if you want, read the lore, read the books.
Yeah, and they don't know. A lot of people don't know about it because they're all like, what's Mandalore?
Build up on that, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so too.
That was my biggest issue, like the little baby Yoda.
See, and I'm okay with it as long as they don't connect it to Yoda. I'm okay with it. I hope to God they don't.
I think it's gonna be kind of hard not to. Like, it's gonna be really.
I have faith in Jon Favreau. I really do. I have faith in him. Oh, whatever, Chef.
Ooh. Chef was good, but yeah, Lion King.
I mean, come on, Iron Man 1. That's all I gotta say. I know you're all like Lion King. Hey, nothing wrong with Lion King, dude. Get out of here.
The animated one's nothing wrong with it.
I will end on that note. All right. Alrighty, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. You like our review, guys. This is our review for The Mandalorian, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan Diacolo, Ryan680.
One at Cloud X, right?
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you for making us a part of it. Have a magical day.